with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-400-1798. For your free demo, call 1-800-400-1798. 1-800-400-1798.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
Hi, Terry Hall here. This Sunday on This Week in Real Estate, we're going to discuss the new interest rates, how to refinance your home the cheapest way possible. You'll be surprised at what you learn. What is real estate pricing doing these days? The cost of selling your home, how to market it correctly, and of course, your calls, comments, and a lot more. That's This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. It's the most listened to real estate program in St. Louis. Tune in and you'll find out why. Join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate, this Sunday from 1 to 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and since it's a quarter after 5, that means you get a chance to be here with me as well. The phone lines are cleared, and you can get in to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last month, our phone number is 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. Now, just a reminder that next week, Frank will not be here, Ian will not be here, Dan will not be here, I will be here. And by popular demand, we will have a Harris Challenge every day next week at 5:15. So if you don't get in today, you'll get plenty of shots at it next week. But now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
And just driving home, going home to a sick little baby.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hope things get better tonight and everybody gets a good night's sleep. I know what it can be like with a sick kid in the house.
Yes, this is our first sickness, so this is interesting for two first-time parents.
Wow. I'll never forget when my daughter was just a few months old and screaming in the middle of the night, and I went in and picked her up, and her body was so warm that just holding her to my chest was like burning. She was that, I mean, obviously over 100 degrees.
Wow.
And we ended up having to call a pediatrician. You know, we did whatever we thought we could, but, you know, you don't know anything when you're a relatively new parent. And we called the pediatrician, and the pediatrician said, okay, you're going to need to get a fever-reducing suppository.
Oh. I've had to do that before with our daughter. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I held on to my daughter while my wife went out, like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And, you know, the kid's screaming. There's nothing I can do except hold on to her and look at her and sing her songs or whatever that is. And my wife did not stop for a red light the entire way, she told me.
Wow.
Got back. And you don't need to know the end of the story other than it's a happy one. We got her fever down and everything turned out to be okay. So I hope it doesn't get that drastic in your house, but I hope everything turns out okay, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories we have for today. We always know that one category is going to be our topical one about the news of the week. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then, because today is Valentine's Day, category two is movie love. And category three is TV love.
Movie love.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If there's time to pick up the ones you passed on before the buzzer sounds at 1 minute, you can go ahead and do that. But when the 60 seconds have expired, I will tally up your points. And if you get 7 or less, I will have to punish you. But if you get 8 or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul. We have one dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant. Donuts. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, from Werenberg Theaters, we will give you a choice of some movies like I, Frankenstein, Endless Love, the Barbie Princess movie, or the Lego 3D movie. It's in 3D or 2D, whichever you prefer.
That movie is outstanding.
People have been telling me how great that is. I would have thought, before Joe Hipperson said anything about it last week, I would have thought, I'm not going to go see a Lego movie. That sounds ridiculous.
You may have to now.
I don't know if I'm going to go see it, but if I do, you know where I'll go see it?
Where? And you, Paul, will fill everyone in on our sponsor for the Harris Challenge.
Yes, I will. That is our friends at the Well Hungarians, who are appearing Wednesday nights for Ladies' Night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with great food and no cover. And, Mark, if you get all the questions correct, we call that a clean sweep, you'll not just win the donuts or the movie tickets, you'll win it all. We value that as a prize package at
$1 million.
So your category is movie love. In this category, Mark, the word love will appear in every answer, okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What classic Disney movie was about a VW Beetle named Herbie?
Love Bug.
Correct. What movie starred Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal?
Endless Love.
Love Story.
Sorry.
Who became famous because of the movie Deep Throat?
Linda Lovelace.
Correct. What movie co-starred Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin? Ellen Barkin.
Think of it. Yeah.
Want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
In what Stanley Kubrick Cold War comedy did Peter Sellers play three different roles?
How I Learned to Love the Bomb.
What's the first two words?
Dr. Strangelove.
It had to have love in it, so Dr. Strangelove is what we're looking for. Back to the four-pointer. What's that movie with Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin? And Afton's own John Goodman.
No clue.
Hoo-ah! No, it was not Sailor Woman. It was Sea of Love was the name of the movie. Let's see how you did here, Mark. You got the one, you got the three, and then things fell apart. No, you also got Dr. Strangelove. Yeah, you got the five. You got 9 points. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was overcome with love. All right, so you're a winner, Mark. Congratulations. Hang on.
Thank you.
And we'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd just like to say happy Valentine's Day to my family and to you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Would you like, have you been paying attention, TV Love, or our new third category, Love Potpourri?
Let's go with TV Love.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Same thing as in the movie Love category. Every answer will have the word love in it. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What dating game show was hosted by Chuck Woolery?
Love Connection.
Correct. On what sitcom did Brad Garrett play Robert Barone?
Pass.
Who starred as Melinda Gordon on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer?
Pass.
What 1970s TV show was truer than the red, white, and blue?
Oh.
Remember, it has love in it.
Right. Pass.
Which Happy Days spinoff starred Scott Baio?
Well, I've done well. Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. On what sitcom did Brad Garrett play Robert Barone?
Love Boat.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Who starred as Melinda Gordon on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer?
I don't know.
What 1970s TV show was truer than the red, white, and blue?
What?
That one was Love American Style. Melinda Gordon on The Ghost Whisperer was Jennifer Love Hewitt. And Scott Baio was on Joni Loves Chachi.
Oh, my goodness. Hey,
Dan, who played Joni? That's right.
Aaron Moran.
Yeah. I knew you'd know it.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Dan, let's see what you got here. You got the one-pointer, and this completes your scoring. The bad news is that, according to my math, one is less than seven, and so I will have to punish you. Here to punish you is a piece of punishment music that I thank a listener by the name of Joe Rozier for. Joe sent me this viral piece of, Well, I don't actually know what to call it. Believe it or not, this video has gotten 4.5 million hits on YouTube. When I say believe it or not, it's because it sounds like this. The guy's name is Ice JJ Fish.
You rock into a headshot production.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head on a twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls. There's nothing else better on this world. Come on, I've seen how I was inside.
Stylings of Ice JJ Fish.
I think he actually thinks he's good too.
Come on. I believe he took his name from Ice T, Jimmy JJ Walker, and Abe Vigoda as TV's Fish. Most rappers go the 70s sitcom route when they're looking for names.
Now she's in New York, he's in LA playing golf. Something's going on, something's wrong there. Johnny Depp and Amanda Heard are getting married this summer. What's bizarre is just 18 months ago, Amber was telling everybody that she was a lesbian.
Oh.
I mean, Johnny Depp's so good, Amber switched teams? What's that all about?
Yeah, I think it's possible he switched for her.
Well, maybe.
He's like, you know, he's a method actor.
Yeah. Depp is 23 years older, by the way.
Whoa.
TV news, somebody call the ambulance. Hours after X Factor was canceled, Simon Cowell called the head of programming at Fox and begged him to reconsider, put it back on.
And
he said no. Then he called the president of Fox. Begged him, put it back on.
How'd that go?
Man. That one didn't go well. He said no, too. Yeah, come on, man. Grow up. Olympic ratings, they're holding their own, but they are below the ratings for the Winter Games in Vancouver. Not doing as well as that. Here's a little nugget for you. I found out that Matt Lauer can't stand Bob Costas, but that's okay because nobody can stand Matt Lauer.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and by the way, Matt Lauer's already out of there.
Yeah, Meredith Vieira is going to do it tonight.
Yeah. I can't stand that Bob, that Matt Lauer.
Really?
Oh, I think he's horrible. Do you like him?
I don't have an opinion either way. I don't know.
He's almost as bad as Bryant Gumbel as far as being a jerk.
A jerk to everybody?
Yeah.
Oh.
I stopped watching the Today Show a long time ago. You know, we record that CBS Morning News now with Charlie Rose and the yummy Nora O'Donnell.
I like Nora O'Donnell, but you know what? I think the ABC Good Morning America is the best of the three.
Do you?
I like it, yeah. Especially the Saturday morning edition. Odds and ends. Look, so, you know, it's an old story. It's 3 days old. O.J. Simpson threatening a hunger strike to starve himself to death.
Yeah.
And he's 300 pounds. It'll take a while. Yeah. But I don't want, so nobody should forget, you know, he's sort of like a novelty. O.J. Simpson is a killer, a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And,
does anybody care?
I don't know. Well, he still makes the news. He's just such a novelty.
Yeah.
So, you don't, did you see the movie, Winter's, I can't remember the name of it now,
Winter's Tale,
yes.
No, I saw Winter's Bone with Jennifer Lawrence a few years ago, that was great.
I saw that 4 years ago.
And the Winter's Tale, how is it?
Not good.
Yeah.
Mm.
No. Sorry about that. Oh, I don't think it's good. You wouldn't. I don't think you'd like it either.
I'm not planning on going to see any movies this week, but I do have a DVD recommendation.
Give it up.
After the death of Sid Caesar this week, there's a new Criterion Collection version of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World that has a whole bunch of extras on it, including some people who really know inside stories about these comedians who were, at the time, in 1963, like the biggest comedians in the world.
Yeah.
You know, Buddy Hackett and Sid Caesar and Milton Berle and Jonathan Winters and just on and on and on and on. There are like 5 hours of extras. The movie's 3 hours, and it's like at least 5 hours of extras with great inside stories on it. If you've never seen the movie, it's probably one of the wackiest, slapstickiest movies ever made, and worth your while sometime.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. So you should try to call me once in a while while I'm in Hawaii. Because you never know what you get. Good chance I might be drunk. You never know.
I wouldn't know. I would just assume I wouldn't know.
No. Who do you think prays before, with, no matter who they're with and how many people they're with, before every meal? I mean, if you'll excuse the pun, is religious about it. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Is it Kaley Cuoco, Blake Lively, or Amy Adams?
I'm going to go Blake Lively.
Same here.
I'm going to go Amy Adams.
It is Blake Lively. And how about they always go in three? Shirley Temple, Sid Caesar, and Ralph Waite.
Yeah. You know, I knew his brother Heavy.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
He ain't Heavy. He's my brother.
Going to Hawaii. Lady Okalani, Lani, Annie, okay, look to an cock and I am hoo hoo hoo. Kill away, carry, carry. Why, Manolo, come and kick cock out, hoo hoo.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Yanni, Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Holy cow, really? Yeah, it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We have a great winter story to start today. Portland, Oregon. Two math majors at Reed College lost control of a massive snowball that rolled into a dorm and knocked out part of a bedroom wall.
Whoa.
They began making the snowball last week during a rare snowstorm in Portland. Nobody weighed it, but college spokesman Kevin Myers says they think it weighed 800 pounds or more. The students responsible for the runaway snowball reported the incident, haven't been disciplined, says they didn't intend to cause damage. They feel awful about it. Maintenance manager told Reed Magazine that it'll cost several $1,000s to repair the building. You know, the good thing about doing something like this is the evidence melts.
Yeah.
Story number two is from Alingsås, Sweden, where a truck driver was stopped Monday at a checkpoint, found to have empty beer cans in the cab and a blood alcohol content over the legal limit. The man's driver's license revoked. $620 fine he had to pay. Later on that same evening, officers responded to a report of a truck driving erratically, pulled over the same driver for a second time. Blood alcohol content even higher than it was the first time. The driver allegedly told police he consumed three more cans of beer since his first encounter with police. He didn't think that the alcohol consumption was negatively